VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Soraya, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Everybody, this is Soraya. Welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge, and I am super excited about today's episode because I'm a huge, like, crazy fan of Ghibli animation. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Every single time I hear the Ghibli soundtracks, they just give me goosebumps. And it's really a shame that I cannot use their music as today's background music due to the, you know, copyright issue. Otherwise, you guys could fully immerse yourself in today's episode. For me, or I think for most of the Ghibli fans, their stories are not only intriguing and interesting, the movie scenes are not only subtle and fine, there are also some deep messages in them. And I think that's the best part of Ghibli animation. The sentence of the day is a perfect summary of what I just said. Let's take a look at it right away. Miyazaki's films often contain recurrent themes, like humanity's relationship with nature and technology, feminism, and difficulty of maintaining a pacifist ethic. Miyazaki's films often contain recurrent themes, like humanity's relationship with nature and technology, feminism, and the difficulty of maintaining a pacifist ethic. 宫崎骏的电影中通常会出现一些反复出现的主题，像是人跟自然还有科技之间的关系，女权主义，还有维持所谓的和平主义这样伦理上的一些困难。好的，那我们现在先来看一下这句句子里面的一些单字吧，因为它的结构还蛮直观的嘛，对不对？好，那第一个呢就是 recurrent 啊，句子的话就是Miyazaki's film often contain recurrent themes, right? So recurrent 它的意思是反复出现的，再次出现，重新出现的意思。那它的例句的话可以是Race is a recurrent theme in the work. 种族问题是这个作品多次出现的主题。那这一个字，它是个形容词嘛？那这个字的字根呢是 recur， 它就是一个动词啦，它就是这个字的动词态这样。好，那反复出现的主题 recurrent theme。那我们接下来就看到的，那就顺带来看到 theme 这个字啦。那 theme 你们应该可以知道，就是主题的意思。发音的话呢，发一个长长的 e 的这个音 theme， 因为 e 那这个单字里面有两个 e 嘛，它夹着一个子音，所以这样子的拼字结构发音就是发一个长音 theme。那就像我刚刚说的 ，theme 可以是主题的意思，或者是也可以当作是主题曲这种。形象曲、主题曲 theme song 这样子的一个用法。那例句的话呢，可以是 The theme of family and its importance runs through this movie series Fast and Furious. 家庭这个主题还有它家庭的重要性贯穿了玩命关头电影系列。我本身是一个玩命关头系列的小影迷，这样虽然它就是其实内容就没什么，可是就是看了就是它就是爽片嘛。有没有人是玩命关头的粉丝呢？好，接下来会坏坏。好，那你们有可能有听过，就说主题乐园的英文呢就是 theme park， 非常直观 theme park。那你们可能会想说，theme park 这种主题乐园跟游乐园的差别，游乐园的英文是 amusement park， 它们两个差在哪里呢？就是顾名思义 ，theme park 是有主题的嘛，就是像 Disneyland 迪士尼啊，或者是 Universal Studio， 环球影城这种有主题性的 游乐园就叫 theme park， 那基本上就是它可能就是游乐设施居多啊什么的，它没有特别在讲求一个主题的话呢，就是用 amusement park， amusement park。好的，那我们继续看下去。Miyazaki's films often contain recurrent themes like humanity's relationship with nature and technology。Humanity 这个字呢，你们有看到它的字根就是 human。那它其实 humanity 就是统称人类，就是全人类人的意思。那 humanity 也可以当作是形容我们什么人性很黑暗啊，这种人性的时候呢，也是用 humanity 这个字哦。好的，所以这边讲到了就是说人类啊的与科技还有自然之间的关系。那接下来后面还要提到一个女权 feminism。那 feminism 就是我刚刚说的，就是它就是女权的意思嘛。它的字根是一个形容词，是 feminine， 它就是形容女性的阴柔的意思。它的相反词呢，就是 masculine，masculine。那些支持这个主义、支持 feminism 的人呢，就是女权主义者嘛。女权主义者的英文就是 feminists。相当直观哦。好，那接下来就句子的最后，还有就是提到最后一点，就是 the difficulty of maintaining a pacifist ethic， 中文呢是维持和平主义伦理的困难。那 maintaining 就是维持嘛，还这个字并不难。那我们来看看 pacifist， 既然我们刚刚都能提到 feminism 跟 feminist 了，那你们可以来猜测一下 pacifist 是一个什么样的意思哦。就是我先说 pacifism 好了， pacifism 它是反战主义、和平主义者。那 pacifists 那当然就是说支持和平主义者，支持反战主义，或者就是它就在形容就是反战主义的。所以忘记说 pacifist 还有 pacifism，他们两个的发音呢，重音要发在第一个音节 pacifists 跟 pacifism， 就是他们两个字的字根是 pacific， 重音有没有发现现在重音是在第二个音节。 pacific 它是形容词的意思，就是和平的。那你们一定有听过太平洋啊，太平洋的英文就是 the pacific ocean 这样子哦。好，那最后的最后呢，我们来看到 ethic 这个单字，它的意思就是道德、伦理的意思。For example, the doctor has been accused of violating professional ethics. 这个医生被指控违反了职业道德。The structure of the sentence isn't complicated, so I think we're done with today's sentence. The main reason why I love Miyazaki's work so much is because they can be appreciated by people of all ages. For younger audiences, they may find the magical world fascinating and enchanting, and for older audiences, they can interpret the messages woven in the stories better and reflect on themselves and the world around them.In my opinion, I would say that the best part of these stories is that the protagonists are pretty down to earth. Down to earth 是接地气的意思。They are not superheroes. They do not have those superpowers. And the stories don't always have happy endings. My favorite, all-time favorite one is Princess Mononoke. I think in Japanese is Mononoke Hime?I'm not sure about this, yeah, but words can't even describe how much I love this one. I mean, the relationship between San and Ashitaka. Is he called Ashitaka? They are just... I love them, okay? What about you? What is your favorite Ghibli animation? Comment down below and tell us about it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to leave a recording too.I'll see you guys next time. Have a chill Sunday. Bye!